T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we're here to get you ready before first pitch. We'll have today's starting lineups, and we'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper. Now, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and welcome in, Brewers fans. Rami Makhlouf getting you ready for the first of a 3-game set between the Brewers and the Rays from Tampa Bay coming up on the show this evening. In just a moment, we'll get you the lineups for this matchup. Also hear from the manager, Craig Counsell, and I'll discuss today's Brewers issues with Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and Chuck Freeman in our roundtable. Also hear from our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey, when we take you inside the clubhouse right around 5:45. Brewers coming off a win, and Matt Garza didn't need a lot of run support in yesterday's game. He did get a little help from his friends with the glove, though.
Or not.
Or not.
Move on.
Keon Broxton.
Yeah, sends one deep
in
the center field. That is way back. Broxton is at the wall, and he makes the catch. Keon Broxton climbs the wall and pulls one back.
That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, and the Brewers would get a run just a half an inning later on a Jesus Aguilar home run. Then in the fifth, Cardinals tied it up, but there was that man, Keon Broxton, one more time, this time doing it with the bat.
Just tied it with a run on the top of the inning. Now Broxton into left field, base hit. Shaw is around third. He is going to try to score, and he will score. No throw from Martinez. Three straight hits with two outs. Broxton delivers the go-ahead run in the fifth.
And those three straight hits with two outs, good news for a Brewers offense that struggled, and especially good news for Keon Broxton, fresh up from the minors after his own offensive struggles. And that was all the offense Matt Garza would need with 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball, 4 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 2, then 3 1/3 innings of shutout baseball from the combination of Barnes, Swarzak, and Knebel. Knebel notches save number 20 with a scoreless ninth inning. He did walk one-hander and struck out 2. So the Brewers now win their first series since the All-Star break, and with the Cubs loss earlier in the day, could move half a game within first place in the NL Central when this one gets going in just over a half hour from now in Tampa Bay. Let's get you the lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineups. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards. Do you have an upcoming charity event or fundraiser? Call 262-544-0959 to find out how they can help. Waukesha Sports Cards has a great selection of authentic autographed sports memorabilia.
For the Brewers lineup once again, as we start with your leadoff man and DH, Eric Thames. Domingo Santana will bat second. He's in right field. Batting third and in left field, as usual, is Ryan Braun. Cleaning up and in third base, as usual, is Travis Shaw. Jesus Aguilar gets to start at first base tonight. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth and at second base is Hernan Perez. Manny Pena behind the plate. He'll bat seventh. Batting eighth, center fielder Keon Broxton. Orlando Arcia will bat ninth. He's at shortstop. On the mound for the Brewers tonight is Brandon Woodruff. He comes in with no record, no ERA, because he's set to make his MLB debut after he was going to make that debut on June 13, but was scratched late with hamstring tightness and placed on the DL. Did have a 6.75 ERA in 3 games since he returned to AAA, but through 5 shutout innings in his last start. Meanwhile, for the Tampa Bay Rays, leading off and in left field is Corey Dickerson. Lucas Duda will bat second and play first. Batting third and playing third is Evan Longoria. Logan Morrison is the DH. He'll be cleaning up. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Steven Souza Jr. Brad Miller's at second base. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh and at catcher is Wilson Ramos. Center fielder Malik Smith will be batting eighth. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Daniel Robinson. And on the mound for the Rays tonight is Jacob Feria, 5-1, 2.93 ERA. Pitched well since being called up from AAA Durham on June 7th, recording quality starts in 8 of his 10 outings. He's been a strike-throwing machine and is fearless about letting his stuff play. So those lineups for you one more time quickly. For the Brewers, it's Thames, Santana, Braun, Shaw, Aguilar, Perez, Pena, Broxton, and Arcia with Woodruff on the mound. And for the Rays, Dickerson, Duda, Longoria, Morrison, Souza, Miller, Ramos, Smith, Robertson with Jacob Feria on the mound. Before we move ahead to tonight's game, let's go back to last night's game one more time and get you the scoop from the skipper.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show.
What's Craig Council have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
On 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Craig, how's the day for the pitchers? Wasn't it that each one of them seemed like they had to make a big pitch at a big time?
No question, I think. All four guys, certainly they had to make pitches, and they did. They all did a really nice job. I thought Matt, he was very efficient through four innings. I think he was just one over the minimum for the first four innings. He got into a good battle with Piscotty and fouled off a bunch of pitches and then made a real nice pitch to him. He gave up the single to Garcia, but then got a big double play. So I love how he worked out of that jam. That was really good. And then he got a couple outs in the sixth, but a little trouble. And Jacob came in and got a huge out as well.
Craig, you've been in the organization a long time, and I've seen how a lot of these have been tough games against the Cardinals. Is it notable to you that not just this series, but the last couple, you've won some series from them?
For me, it's not so much winning against the Cardinals. It's just winning. I think it's a big time of year. Every team we play, it's a big series, for us right now. So, it's a hard fought game, hard fought series, 3 1-run games, 5 1-run games on the homestand. So, it's just coming out on top in a tough game.
What is it like that they have all these one-run games? I mean, is there a little more, tension because of that?
For sure, yeah. I think that's what one-run games do. That's the beauty of baseball, right? Those one-run games can swing on one pitch. They lead to the pitcher obviously having, every pitch being very important. And that they have to make pressure pitches. And then our bullpen came in and, Swarzak's got to get Carpenter out, which is obviously a tough at bat, and a couple tough at bats against Corey. But I give them credit. Piscotty had a really tough at bat, and he made some pitches on Garcia finally.
It looked like Swarzak's shoulder slumped on that ball that Long hit. It looked like he thought it was a home run, and it hit high off the wall, and he really recovered well after that.
He definitely made pitches. I didn't think he got it, but in this park, it's in that spot is kind of the dangerous spot for sure. It ends up being a double, and he ends up coming back really nicely from it.
What can a day like this do for Keon Broxton to get that big catch, also have the game-winning RBI?
Well, I mean, I think Keon's, to the 3 days back, Keon's done a really nice job. I think his at-bats have been progressively improving for sure. I thought he had good at bats to finish the game yesterday, a couple good at bats today. So like we said before, I mean, he's a player that, when hot does a lot of damage. His contact is hard contact. It's damage. His defense has been pretty darn good this year, and I think it's still improving. So he's a player that can impact both sides of the baseball for us.
We had to watch that catch a couple of times. It looked like it was going to be.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew.
Get ready for the roundtable.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on The Fan.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And joining me on the day to discuss all the day's Brewers issues, this last guy, I usually spend 4 hours with him in the afternoon. I only got 3.5 today, and I just need my fix of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. So he stuck around at the State Fair.
I did.
And he joins me now. I'd ask you how you're doing, Sparky, but I know how you're doing.
Thank you.
I've been with you all day. Also joining us on the round table, you hear this guy weekday mornings, 6 to 10, along with Bart Winkler on the Chuck and Winkler Show, right here on The Fan. He's the Chuck half of that. He's Chuck Freeman. Chuck, how are you this evening, sir?
Very good, and I've only spent 4 hours one time doing a show with Fife. It was a great 4 hours.
open invitation anytime, Fife, when there's an opening there on the morning show.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with you, Chuck. I enjoyed it. I agree.
I'd listen to that.
It was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
I'd listen to you too.
Fast moving, fast pace. We kept it going.
Chuck, is there any doubt creeping into your mind if this Brewers offense is going to wake up eventually?
Why? You know,
did we lose Chuck?
You hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, gotcha. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I think you could.
No, definitely. I think you could.
Hello?
Yeah, Chuck's phone is all messed up. That's all right, Chuck. We'll catch up with you another time. See you later, Chuck. Enjoy your weekend. We're having all kinds of issues.
There he goes.
I'm not going to listen to this for 5 minutes. Just go ahead. Ask me your questions for the roundtable.
Sparky, do you have any doubts in your mind whether or not this Brewers offense will wake up?
That sounds familiar.
It doesn't sound?
Yeah. No, I don't have any doubt whatsoever. I just think that Ryan Braun's too good of a hitter. He's going to get going eventually. Travis Shaw has shown you what Travis Shaw is all year. I don't think that's a fluke either. I think right now what they need to have happen is they need somebody else to step up and get going too. That hasn't been going maybe in the first half. Keon Broxton, get him going again, get him hot again. Sogard, he gets back to where he was playing earlier in the year and can get hot and going again. Maybe VR gets rejuvenated and gets going. Really, I think all it's going to take is one series where they throw up about 4 or 5 runs a game, get a couple of wins, get that offense going, get that momentum, and like you always say, Rami, hitting's contagious. And I think in this case, they put together, you know, 3 games in a row where they can get 5 runs or more, and it could happen this weekend. Watch out. But again, Tampa's not a bad team, and the pitcher tonight is really not a bad pitcher. So we'll see how the Brewers do tonight with Woodruff on the mound.
What ideally, we heard Adam McKelvey, and we'll hear it again coming up inside the clubhouse at about five, in just a few minutes after a short break. I was going to say 5:45, but it's already 5:45. What ideally, Chase Anderson had a bullpen session today. Everything apparently went well, threw hard, no side effects.
Oh, they need him.
What would be your ideal rotation for the Brewers going down the stretch here? You got Brandon Woodruff coming up today.
Yeah.
You want him to be a part of it?
Well, I mean, let's see. So starting 5 going forward. So obviously it's Jimmy Nelson, it's Chase Anderson, it's Garza. Those are your 3 best pitchers. Davies obviously is in the rotation as well. That's your 4th. And then your 5th is between Junior Guerra, Woodruff, and Suter. I think Woodruff gives you the most potential to being that consistent, really good pitcher down the stretch. The problem is you never know what you're getting with a rookie. He could come up here and be awful for a month and backfire after having a great year in the minors. You just don't know. But if he comes up here and starts stringing together outings, I would prefer it to be Woodruff going down the stretch versus Junior Guerra or Suter. But Chase Anderson, if he comes back and pitches like he did pre-injury, that is a huge shot in the arm for this
Gigantic.
Team.
Gigantic.
Huge.
Yep, absolutely.
Huge.
Sparky, short show, so short round table. I do appreciate you just sticking around.
Well, I lost Leroy, so I don't know if I'm when
oh,
I'm leaving.
Oh, he's your ride, huh?
Yeah, he said, I'll be right back. I haven't seen him since.
You can ride with me at 6 once the on-deck show is over. Yeah, we'll Even see. Though we lost him, Chuck.
Because you know how it is with Leroy. He could go across the way and get stopped by 30 people and never get back
the
in a half hour.
The whole fair will be lined up for an autograph.
Like they were here at Goose Island.
Exactly.
They'll be lined up next week, too, with them at Goose Island.
We lost Chuck, but he was on the Great Midwest Bank hotline.
He was.
When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank and visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
Will today's weather affect the game?
Let's get today's field and game conditions. Brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Hardware stores. Locally owned with everything you need to get ready for the big game. Starting with help.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. On the Fan.
Well, the weather won't affect the game because they have a roof in Tampa Bay, but it'll be hot. It'll be hot over there. 91. It's going to feel like 103. No thank you. And it's going to stay hot with temperatures dipping down into the low 90s, high 80s, as the Brewers and the Rays do battle in the first of a 3-game set in Tampa Bay. We'll hit a quick break, then we'll take you inside the clubhouse here from our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse.
Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Good food, good drinks, good people, and great fun.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and we're just about 18 minutes away from first pitch in Tampa Bay between the Brewers and the Rays in the first of a 3-game set I'm Rami Makhlouf, getting you ready for it. Earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, we were joined by our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey. And I started things off by asking, why Eric Thames in the leadoff spot?
Well, it's your best on base guy, or one of your best on base guys. And even when he's not been hitting, now he had a good July again, but even when he wasn't hitting in May and June, he was still getting on base. He's also not hitting with runners in scoring position this year, which is a separate debate. You know, the stat guys will tell you that that's kind of an irrelevant stat, which makes the baseball guys kind of lose their mind, and maybe we shouldn't go down that road. But the fact is, he's not had good numbers with runners in scoring position. So if you put him at the top of the lineup, he's a guy who gets on base, and you maybe have some guys who've had more success in those run-producing spots have an opportunity to drive him in, and I think that's the thinking there.
You know, when you talk about this Brewers team where they are right now, Rami was asking earlier whether or not you're starting to have doubts of this, whether or not this team can ever get out of this offensive funk that they've been in since the All-Star break. What do you say to that?
Well, it's a legit question, and I think another legit question is, you know, did they sort of realize over the break where they were and what opportunity they had and start to press? I mean, I don't think that's an insignificant question, because for that first half, they were just grinding away at the schedule, and it was all going really fast, and they weren't thinking about it. And you saw a great game at, say, Wrigley Field right before the break, and then remember that great series at Yankee Stadium where they got a lot of national attention, and they just were swinging the bats free and easy and relying on the guys around them, and it was going good. Then they take a couple of day break, and sort of, you know, that had to be on their minds. They're with family and friends over that All-Star break, and they're all asking about the Brewers being a big story in Major League Baseball, and, you know, maybe that affected them a little bit. Nobody's going to admit to that, and I've tried to raise the question with a couple of guys, and they all say, no, it's just one of the cycles of the season. But I don't know. I think that's a pretty strong theory for what happened here. I think there's something to be said for perhaps they got iced by that break.
Yeah, Adam, can you really – I mean, I know it's been a while ago, but – Council was asked about, it seems like to me he was sick of answering questions about Braun, so he finally just said, hey, listen, Braun is day-to-day. Can we just stick with that from now on, or is it really you have to go, when is he going to play, how long is he going to play, and things of that nature?
Well, I know they have it, you know, reasonably mapped out, kind of from series to series of how they're going to play him. And, you know, there are spots where he's going to play – Cubs series, he played all three. They're going to play him, and people are going to get upset about it, and people are going to say he's a $20 million player who can't play every day and get all bent out of shape, but I don't think Craig Council is going to have that change his outlook on how they're going to go about this.
There's Adam McKelvey joining the Wendy's Big Show earlier to give us a view inside the clubhouse. One more piece of business to get to before we wrap things up here, and that's finding out who's hot and who's not.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. Who's hot? Who's not? Brought to you by AJ Collectibles, the area's most complete lineup of sports cards, memorabilia, and bobbleheads. 7201 West National Avenue, just minutes from Miller Park. This is the only station Brewers fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Jesus Aguilar is heating up. He's 3 for his last 11, going back 5 games with 2 home runs and 3 RBI in that time. Not hot, still trying to find that magic he had in the first half of the season. His second baseman, Eric Sogard, he's 2 for his last 27, going back 10 games. His average has dropped from 319 to 288 over that time. So there's who's hot and who's not. My thanks to Chuck Freeman and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer for joining me on the round table. Thanks to Adam McKelvey for joining us earlier on the Big Show, which you heard right there. Thanks to everybody who's helped out here at Goose Island inside the Budweiser Pavilion at State Fair Park. We'll be back Monday with the Wendy's Big Show and on-deck shows throughout the week right here on The Fan. And thanks to Jeff Orlowski and our intern back in the studio for their help throughout the afternoon as well. I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on-deck show built by Ozinga. Together, building better on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. Enjoy the game. And have a great night, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.